product costing methods. Trade-offs are made at the product level with regard to how to determine product cost and what level of detail of information to track in order to support the required calculations. Here are some different types of product costing approaches. Front-book costing includes only direct materials as product costs, treats all other costs as period costs. Variable costing classifies costs by behavior, considers variable manufacturing costs as product costs, regards all other costs as period costs. Full absorption costing includes all materials, labor, and manufacturing overhead as product costs, handles all other non-manufacturing costs as period costs. Life cycle costing includes all production-related costs plus upstream and downstream costs as product costs. As seen in Exhibit 6-12, the decision on which approach to take for product costing can impact the business strategy and the organization's ability to identify real profitability. Exhibit 6-12, product costing. Making good product decisions for the organization requires that managers understand what goes into each product costing method. If they don't, it will be difficult to determine cost behavior. For many organizations, one product cost definition does not meet all costing needs. This is where the trade-off occurs in determining the costing method that best represents the information needed to make good product design decisions. Next, we will look more at the two more commonly used types of costing: full absorption costing, often just called absorption costing, and variable costing. Absorption costing. The traditional approach to costing a product is absorption costing, or full absorption costing, defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. An approach to inventory valuation in which variable costs and a portion of fixed costs are assigned to each unit of production. The fixed costs are usually allocated to units of output on the basis of direct labor hours, machine hours, or material costs. Absorption costing includes in the cost per unit calculation all the variable direct costs, plus a share of fixed overhead costs for the period. Because it includes fixed overhead, the unit cost may vary with the level of production volume. Exhibit 6-13 illustrates the impact of fixed overhead on unit cost as production level changes. If a company produces 1,000 units and has $500,000 in direct costs and $100,000 in fixed costs, the unit share of fixed overhead is $100. If production increases by 50%, the fixed overhead rate drops and the unit's total cost decreases. Absorption costing complies with accounting standards and can be used for reporting financial performance to external users. However, it is less helpful for managers who are trying to assess cost performance, since it includes costs that are beyond a manager's control. In this situation, for internal purposes only, managers may use variable costing. Variable costing. Variable costing is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. An inventory valuation method in which only variable production costs are applied to the product. Fixed factory overhead is not assigned to the product. Traditionally, variable production costs are direct labor, direct material, and variable overhead costs. Variable costing can be helpful for internal management analysis, but is not widely accepted for external financial reporting. For inventory order quantity purposes, however, the unit costs must include both the variable and allocated fixed costs to be compatible with the other terms in the order quantity formula. For make or buy decisions, variable costing should be used rather than full absorption costing. Variable cost includes only those costs that could vary depending on the level of production, materials and labor, setup costs, or utilities. Exhibit 6-14 compares absorption costing to variable costing. For the variable costing column, let's assume that the unit variable costs have been calculated to be $50 per unit. This does not include fixed costs such as administrative expenses, rent or leases, or insurance. Let's see the difference variable costing can make in total unit cost. Variable cost is helpful for internal planning and analysis because it isolates those production costs that production can actually control. It is therefore a managerial costing tool. It is not used for financial reporting to external audiences.